So a big to-do list is at the start of the president's second term, and he's trying to sell Democrats on his strategy for tackling immigration, gun control, and a bunch of money issues. The president met behind closed doors today with lawmakers from his own party at the Senate Democrats' annual retreat at a hotel in Annapolis.
The House Democrats will hear from the president at their annual retreat tomorrow in Leesburg. Joining us to talk about it all, Major Garrett, CBS News chief White House correspondent. Good to talk to you again, Major.
Great to be with you guys.
Now, a friendly audience today, but do Democrats have some reservations about some of what the president's proposing?
Well, it's interesting. Democrats on the Hill like the focus of the president's agenda: gun control, immigration, trying to delay the sequester, the automatic spending cuts, help all the various constituencies that were very important in reelecting the president. But that is not, some Democrats I've talked to worry, a broad message for the entire country, meaning economic growth, jobs, wages, all the fundamentals of economic life in America are still uppermost on the minds of most Americans. Maybe not the core Democratic constituencies that gun control, immigration, or delaying the sequester most resonate with, but for the larger audience. And there is some worry in some segments of the Democratic Party, I'm beginning to pick up, that the White House may be working cohesively with these wings of the party, but maybe missing a broader narrative that might be more structurally helpful to it down the road.
Well, let's bring it back home for a moment to the Washington area. And, of course, there are a lot of folks around here, particularly with regards to the defense industry, that can be really hurt by sequestration.
Oh, that's absolutely right. And not all of those people who would be hurt by the across-the-board spending cuts under sequestration are part of the president's constituency or reelection coalition. Some of them are on the Republican side. And you may recall I've kept my column at National Journal in addition to doing my work for CBS, and I wrote today that one thing that's been a fascinating evolution the past 6 months, Republicans, on the Hill particularly, who were just as opposed to sequestration as the administration is now, are warming to it and are prepared to sweat out the cuts in order to keep them because they're afraid in any other negotiation with this White House, they'll either lose the cuts they have or get no new ones in the future. So even though they're nervous about the cuts and the economic implications of them, Republicans appear more willing to accept them than 6 months ago. And that's a problem for this White House.
And what about changes to gun laws? Are Democrats in line with the president on how he's approaching this issue?
They are in line and have the debate and have the votes. There are not enough Democrats currently in the Senate, if you do the nose count or the whip count, to pass an assault weapons ban. But I really do think, as I've said on your program before, I think the bottom line for this White House is you have high-profile fights over the assault weapons ban and some number of bullets in ammunition magazines. And if those things fall by the wayside, but you can, meaning the administration and Democrats and maybe some Republicans, can get universal or near-universal background checks, this White House will live with that. Fight over those bigger things, but if the fallback position is universal or near-universal background checks, I think the White House and many in law enforcement would consider that a policy victory.
As always, Major, it's great to hear what you have to say. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Major Garrett, CBS News, chief White House correspondent.